بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still pondering upon chapter 79, سورة النازعات. And we'll begin with ayah number 27. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا. Allah says, are you more difficult to create, or is the heavens that He constructed and the pause where I have just made when saying بَنَاهَا. It's an issue of dispute among scholars whether it is connected with the phrase before it, or it's a separate one. So is Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, are you more difficult to create than the heavens? Allah Azza wa Jalla has built it. Or are you more difficult to create than the heavens which Allah Azza wa Jalla had built? And as I've said, it is an issue of dispute, and the most authentic opinion is that you pause. Because banaha, Allah Azza wa Jal has constructed it, had built it, is a separate sentence that has other meanings attached to it. Now Allah Azza wa Jal is asking a question. Are you more difficult to create than the heavens? And this ayah comes after the mentioning of the story of Musa with Pharaoh, that evil person who claims, and he claimed that in the past, to be Allah. He claimed to be the Lord, the Most High. And Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed him and left his body for those who used to worship him to witness their God being dead, helpless, drowned. And Allah Azza wa Jal, after mentioning this dilemma, this confusion, this disbelief that Pharaoh was in, which the idol worshippers share a lot of, Allah Azza wa Jal is sending them signs, is giving them eye openers. You think that you're so strong. I think that I'm so strong, unique, sophisticated, healthy, wealthy. I have the whole world in my hands. Well, you have to reconsider. Allah shows us our true nature, our reality, through reminding us of what's around us, this perfection, Allah's miracles. Look at the signs that even blind men can see. Even the blind, they can see these signs. They can appreciate it. And that is why Allah says that it is not the eyes that are blinded. The true blindness is not in your sight. The true blindness is in your heart, when you fail to see the truth in front of you. Look at the people around you. They all can see. All the humans on earth, let alone the jinn, all humans, the majority of them can see. Allah granted them eyes. Yet they fail to see the truth because on their hearts, there is a covering. There is a visor that prevents them from seeing the truth. And who is feeding that? Who's blocking them from seeing the truth? It is the outcast Satan. He knows that he's doomed in hell on the day of judgment for eternity. And that is why he's calling his soldiers. He's calling his followers and subjects to be with him. And he wants you to be one of those. Allah is giving us eye-openers. So Allah asks, are you more difficult to create than the heavens and the earth? Why Allah Azza wa Jalla is asking us this question? Because we think that there is no resurrection. There's no day of judgment. How is it possible that when we die and decay and turn into crumbled bones, how is it possible that Allah Azza wa Jalla or anyone else could bring us back to what we were? Well, Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us eye-openers. Didn't you see Look around you. What is more difficult to create? You as human beings or this huge, great universe? And don't look at the universe. Look above you. Something that you see around you. Look at this heaven, the skies above you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is asking a question. But we know that Allah is most knowledgeable. So is He asking a question to learn? A'udhu Billah. I seek refuge in Allah. May Allah be praised and glorified. Allah Azza wa Jalla is most knowledgeable. So is He actually asking a question? This is what's known as rhetorical question. There are a number of forms of questions of the Quran. And each one has a different implication. So there are questions to show Allah's disapproval of what you're doing. But they're not asked actually a question asking you to say yes or no. For example, when Allah Azza wa Jal tells His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah had wished it, He would have made everybody a believer. Wouldn't that be easy for Allah? Definitely it is the easiest thing. There's nothing difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah says, do you, Muhammad, force people to become believers? So this is not a question. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal to show that this is not the case. You don't force anyone to become a believer. The guidance of people is not for you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes the question is asked to make a statement. When Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Ain't I your Lord? Allah Azza wa Jal is not asking. Allah is telling us, He is our Lord subhanahu Azza wa Jal. Isn't Allah sufficient for His servant? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ Which is a statement. Allah is sufficient for His servant. And also it can be used for scolding a group of people. For example, when the angels asked those who did not migrate and remained where they were and they could not accept the religion or practice it, they asked them, wasn't the earth sufficient and enough for you to migrate? So this is scolding. This is not asking them a question. Why didn't you do this? No, this is to increase in their torment and in their punishment. And also it can be used to threaten people. When Allah speaks about the day of judgment, الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ What do you know about this day, the huge day? What do you know is not a question. It is something to intimidate people and to threaten them about that great day. So Allah Azza wa Jal here is not asking a question of yes or no. Are you more difficult to create than the heavens? The answer is definitely not. So Allah is telling us, you are not more difficult. You are not more superior to such creation. Look around you. Look above you and you will find that Allah Azza wa Jal has constructed it. Allah Azza wa Jal had built it. Banaha. Allah is the one who created these seven heavens. And all what we see is a glimpse of it. Rafa'a samkaha fasawaha. And now Allah describes His creation of the heavens. As He says, He raised its height and He has equally ordered it. Rafa'a samkaha. Allah Azza wa Jal had made it so high, so far, so perfect. And He made it in excellent proportions. So when you look, as Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Tabarak, you should look at the heavens above you. Take a glance. And you will find that there are no rifts, no cracks. And if you lie on your back in a clear night and look at the stars above you, Allah tells us that if you take another glance, it will come back to you in humiliation. And this is what truly happens. No matter how long you look, you cannot see anything that is imperfect. On the contrary, you see perfection in front of you. All of these stars. And you don't have to go to astronomers and ask them about the reality of what you see. However, if you do, they'll tell you that the sun is so many thousand miles or million miles away from us. The moon is so and so miles away. And all of this, all what you see, is nothing. And another eye-opener. Allah is telling you, ponder upon what you see above you, and this would lead you to believe in Allah, the Almighty. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome back. Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering us to look around so that we would ponder upon His creation, which would make us glorify the Creator, which would make us praise Him, appreciate Him, acknowledge Him with His beautiful names and attributes. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us to ponder upon the creation of the heavens above. This perfection, no rifts, no cracks, nothing. You can see perfection when you look at these heavens. Unfortunately, we are so arrogant, ignorant. If you look at yourself, you think that you are more important than anything else. Well, think again. Who am I in this neighborhood I live? One out of thousands. And if you take a chopper view and you go a little bit up, you'll see that my neighborhood is this small in my city. And my city is minute compared to my country. And my country is negligible in the size of my continent. And my continent is a small part of Earth. And Earth is one of so many planets in our solar system that takes millions of light years to cross from one end to the other. And our solar system is one out of million other solar systems in the galaxy known as the Milky Way. And if you look at the hundreds of millions of different galaxies around you, you'll be amazed. And where am I in all of this? I'm nowhere. All the seven heavens and the seven earths compared to the Kursi is like a ring thrown in a desert. And the Kursi compared to the Arsh, to the throne of Allah, is like a ring thrown in a desert. And then you think you can be arrogant and say that I am who I am. You are nothing. You're merely a slave, a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. This what gives you the honor. This what gives you the pride, being a servant, to humiliate yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has created these seven heavens, perfected them. And then Allah tells us, وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا. So Allah Azza wa Jal made the night as covering, and He made it dark so that you can find your resting time and you can sleep. And He as well, the Almighty, made the day to be bright, and He made the light in that day so we can communicate, we can move, we can live and look for what our livelihood depends on. Work, food, water, etc. It's night, He covers with darkness, and it's forenoon, He brings out with light. And we take things for granted. We know that the sun must come up every single day from the east, and it sets at the west. This is why we have nightfall, and this is why we have daytime. All of this will continue until Allah Azza wa Jal wills something else. And that is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, when the sun would cease. It would stop coming from the east. And on that day, it will come out from the West. This is one of the major signs of the day of judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal goes on to say, and to show us His favors, His blessings upon us and upon His entire creation. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And Allah Azza wa Jal, after that, He spread the earth. And some scholars say that what's after this ayah explains the word dahaha. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that after the heavens were built and constructed, then the earth was made flat. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. This is the explanation of the word dahaha. What is the meaning of dahaha? And brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture. So this is the explanation of it. So when you look at the earth, you'll find that it has all what you need to live on it. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the more people need something, the easier Allah makes it for them to get. So we all need air, and we all need water. However, our need to air is far greater than our need to water. And that is why you can simply breathe without thinking. And air is everywhere. While in water, you can, you know, sort of not need it for a few hours. So it is not available everywhere. You have to work a little bit harder to get it. But it's there, alhamdulillah. In the majority of earth, you'll find water everywhere. It even falls from the skies. And this is from Allah's gifts and mercy and favors and blessings upon us. So Allah Azza wa Jal had made all the provisions on earth for us. Whatever we need, it's here. We don't have to travel to the outer space to get it. Everything is in our reach. And this shows you that Allah is the provider. When you were in your mother's womb, the umbilical cord was your source of life. One source of life. The minute you went out, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you your mother's breasts. Two sources of life. And you can breathe, and you can eat, and you can drink. And you don't know anything about this. But Allah has given it to you. You had no power, no might, nothing. What does an infant have? Nothing. It's Allah Azza wa Jal who provides for it. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal had given us this earth. وَالْجِبَالْ أَرْسَاهَا. So now you have all your provisions that you can see. But also Allah is protecting you from things that you do not see. And the mountains He has fixed firmly. One would say, I have no need for mountains. You do need mountains. The moving plates of earth would cause earthquakes had it not been for the grace of Allah who had firmly fixed these mountains as pegs, fixing the earth like a tent that needs these pegs to hold it down. And there are so many benefits of these mountains where we get our minerals from, where rain falls on and we get valleys and we get rivers and we get so many things that we take for granted and we never ponder upon and we never look at. All of what Allah has created, whether it is the heavens and the earth, whether it is the nightfall or the daytime, whether there are these huge mountains, whether the provisions that Allah had made on earth, look at the springs that provide us with water, the rivers, the rains, the lakes, the wells. All of these provide us with what we need to sustain an honorable living and to worship Allah and to show our gratitude to Him as He had created us. Why? Allah says, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, to be a provision and benefit for you and your cattle. So all what you see, Allah has created for you, O humans, so that you can appreciate his favors and blessing, and so that you could worship him, and you could use these cattle for your feeding, for your transportation, for your different means. This is Allah's blessing and favor over you. What do we learn from these previous verses of the Quran? First, Allah Azza wa Jal is opening our eyes and making us believe through showing us his signs that there will be a day of judgment and we will be held accountable. There will be resurrection. All of which you see, just to establish this fact. And also to show you Allah's favors and grace. So many times I read in the newspaper a thank you note, an ad with a thank you to Dr. So-and-so who operated on me and it was successful. I show my gratitude too. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal is more worthy of such gratitude. But a simple ad would not do because his favors are overwhelming. And from these verses where Allah is challenging us, are we more difficult to create or the heavens and the earth? We learn that Allah is showing us huge things so that we could appreciate the small things which usually are logically related, but our logic is blocked by shaitan. And we have to ponder upon the Quran. We have to ponder upon the word of Allah so that whatever covering our hearts have would be removed and our hearts would be polished and we can see Allah's favors and blessings upon us. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.